IQ Mobile.
This is KD2RKN Mobile. Good morning. How are you?
The window's outside. Okay, give me a call again.
KD2RKN.
RKN. Okay, the name here is Bill. Good morning to you. That's really a nice one. Just driving home here. Just got out of church. So went to the early service. It's very nice out here. I'm actually quite surprised.
Hey, good morning to you. Name here is Jason. I'm actually on my way to the Costco. So, yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a little hazy where I'm at, but it's still leading up to be a nice warm day here.
I do. The haze has to do with all the humidity. But this morning's pretty nice. Took my dog for a walk earlier this morning. Really did enjoy it. We got two dogs. Didn't get to walk the other one, but once I get home, I'll do that. So, Costco, okay. I know a lot of my friends are members there. We're not. But I think you can get a lot of stuff there right now that you can't get some other places.
And we tend to buy a lot of our grain goods both from Costco, and we're running a little short on rice, so it's time to make the probably every 3 month trip up there and get it taken care of.
So where are you coming from? Where do you live?
UTH Williamston.
Go to Greenville, to Costco in Greenville, I guess. Yeah, well, I don't know. Do they have one in Spartanburg? I don't know, but I suspect you'd be. Well, I guess if you're Williamston, well, I'm not sure exactly where you go.
Yeah, Greenville's the closest one up on Woodruff Road.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm on Woodruff right now, but I'm on kind of the far end. That church is near Five Fork, and I live out towards Woodruff, and past one of these circles, traffic circles. I don't know if you've been on this end of Woodruff or not. But anyway, go home, change clothes. I got a bunch of stuff I got to do today, and some of it will be outdoors.
Home and start getting some stuff together for a trip I got coming up next weekend. So it's going to be a busy day for sure on our end.
Well, hope you have a good trip. Are you going very far?
About 4.5 hours. We're going to go see some family in South Georgia.
South Georgia. 4.5 hours. I have a brother who lives in Orlando. And I can usually get down there, you know, if I don't do a lot of stopping in about 8 hours. I usually allow 10 in case there's traffic problems, but didn't go this year, obvious reasons. Usually go in February to the Orlando Ham Fest. Been the last 5 years, but I didn't go this year.
Mother-in-law is getting ready to retire, and we're going down there to help her plan a retirement party. And then we got a new 3-month-old baby boy, so it's time for him to get some FaceTime with the grandparents.
Wow, congratulations. Well, that's really good. Dave's here is 74, and I retired about a little less than 3 years ago. So I worked till I was right at 71. But that's actually second career, so I actually retired one time before that. But that's great. I know everybody likes to see your baby or.
Yeah, Roger. I'm on my second career as well. I retired from the military last August and then started a new career in October. So we're all new to Greenville and new to the area and loving it so far, to be honest with you.
Great place to live. I went to high school in North Carolina, Shelby. And then that year, that summer after graduation, moved to Greenville. My parents moved at the same time. So Yeah, I haven't lived here all that time, but most of the time. But I knew Greenville in 1963. I tell you what, this is absolutely not the same place as it was in 1963, I tell you.
I'll bet it ain't. I remember driving through Greenville about 22 years ago, and the only reason I remember it is because I got a ticket right here on I-85, and it's not even the same place as it was, you know, that long ago. Granted, 20 years is a long time, but, you know, they were still building the highway through it then.
Yeah, I remember when they were making the interstates and building them, and I went to school at Auburn, and I'd leave Greenville, but the interstate wasn't finished. But we'd drive on a bank. We weren't supposed to be on it. There wasn't any traffic. There wasn't anything. Matter of fact, while the bridges weren't finished, we had to be really careful not to drive over a bridge that really wasn't there. Back then, I didn't care. I was young. All right, well, I'm here at the house. Anyway, you have a great trip this weekend. Have a good day as well. And thank you.
Thanks for the talk there, Bill. I hope you have a good day working out and stuff. And we do hope to have a good trip this weekend. It'll be eventful nonetheless. 7-3s. Have a good day. N4IQ, KD2RKN.